Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, March 11th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, tech, and science. But first, you'll be interested to know, today is National Napping Day. Ever feel jet-lagged after daylight savings? Well, today is designed to help you recuperate from the spring forward. Napping is scientifically proven to be more beneficial than coffee or energy drinks. All you need to do is close your eyes for 30 minutes, and you'll come back to life, feeling energized and ready to tackle the rest of the day. So now you know. And now you also know what time it is. That's right, it's time for the surf report. North County is set to experience a slight increase in south-southwest swell, peaking on Monday and gradually decreasing by Tuesday. Although average locations may struggle to reach waist height, the conditions will improve for standout areas with possible chest to shoulder-high waves. A passing low-pressure trough on Monday will introduce variable wind, causing uneven conditions in the morning, improving briefly, then deteriorating again in the afternoon due to light to moderate west wind. Similar weather is expected on Tuesday. Looking ahead to midweek, a mix of northwest swells is anticipated, enhancing surf conditions with waist-to-shoulder-high waves at favored spots. Offshore wind and a touch of southern hemisphere swell will contribute to cleaner and more enjoyable surf by Wednesday into Thursday. Monday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking good and clean, at 2 to 3 feet, from 7 to 11 a.m. with light wind. It's looking unrideable after 1. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 2.5-foot incoming mid-tide, when the west swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds. The first high tide Monday will be 5.5 feet at 10:30 a.m., with a -0.5-foot low tide at 4:45. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and 54 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:54, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:01. It looks like we're in for some clouds today with a high near 60 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, patchy drizzle after 11 p.m. and mostly cloudy with a low around 54 with the same wind. Looking ahead in the weather. Tuesday morning's patchy drizzle leads to a mostly cloudy day, with highs near 61 degrees and shifting wind. The night brings mostly cloudy skies, cooling to a low around 54, while Wednesday repeats morning drizzle, then clears to 62. Expect mostly clear nights, with lows in the mid-50s and sunny days on Thursday and Friday, both peaking at 65. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a significant sand replenishment project led by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has recently concluded in Solana Beach and is now commencing in Encinitas. Moonlight Beach in Encinitas is the current focus, where sand distribution is set to begin, aiming to enhance the shoreline over the coming 4 to 6 weeks. The project will extend the beach by approximately 50 feet across an 8,000-foot stretch utilizing over 340,000 cubic yards of sand. This endeavor marks the continuation of a broader initiative, the Encinitas and Solana Beach Coastal Storm Damage Reduction Project. With $30.5 million in federal funding secured, the project aims to fortify the coast against erosion while supporting tourism and recreation by maintaining expansive sandy beaches. The process involves dredging sand from a deep ocean pit and transporting it to the shore, a method expected to replenish the beaches every 5 to 10 years through 2074. Meanwhile, a similar project in San Clemente faces delays due to the unsuitable quality of the dredged material, highlighting the complexities of coastal management efforts. Now on to sports. Russell Wilson, celebrated for his 9 Pro Bowl appearances and a Super Bowl championship, is set to embark on a new chapter with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's entering into a 1-year contract, intriguingly with the Denver Broncos, covering $38 million of his salary with his prior team. Through a heartfelt social media post, Wilson shared his enthusiasm for the forthcoming season with the Steelers, indicating a positive outlook. Last night in the NBA, the Lakers at home beat the Timberwolves 120-109. And the Clippers, at home as well, lost to the Bucks 124-117. Last night in National Hockey, the Ducks at home lost to the Islanders 6-1. And tonight, it's the Kings' turn to face off against the Islanders. Puck drop is at 7:30 California time. In top news, Google Maps is evolving into a more sophisticated travel companion, integrating advanced AI features to enhance the user experience, making it akin to having a local guide at your fingertips. This new AI capability can parse complex requests, identifying specific preferences like local coffee shops with vegan options and a certain ambience far beyond simple keyword searches. Google's initiative reflects a broader strategy to enrich its maps with deeper, actionable information, drawing from a wealth of place and road data accumulated over the years. By incorporating AI, Google Maps can now suggest destinations based on thematic queries, such as places with a vintage vibe, categorizing results for more personalized recommendations. This technology not only benefits casual explorers, but is a significant asset for travelers, providing detailed, relevant suggestions that align with their interests and situational needs. Yeah, I'm not sold on that one yet. Let me know when it starts cooking the food, too. In business news, the U.S. stock market's 2024 bull run is at a pivotal moment, with an upcoming inflation report poised to influence its trajectory and provide insights on the economy's direction. Investors and analysts are closely watching this development, anticipating that the Federal Reserve might initiate interest rate cuts this year, signaling confidence in controlling inflation while maintaining low unemployment. For the Fed to consider easing, inflation doesn't necessarily need to hit the 2% target, but must not worsen. Despite a spike in January's inflation data causing a stock market dip, this may be a prime opportunity for risk-taking in the U.S. market, buoyed by favorable employment trends and moderated wage growth. Market analysts await February's inflation data, understanding its potential to swiftly influence market dynamics, with bond market movements also playing a key role in shaping stock market breadth this year. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is nearing $70,000 after a strong weekend. Ethereum is nearing $4,000. And Solana is $141. It's looking like a crypto spring this year. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. National Geographic explorer Bob Actifreshi shares his expertise on photographing solar eclipses with this year's total eclipse on April 8th. It's a particularly unique opportunity due to its occurrence during a solar maximum, its lengthy totality, and the expected dark conditions in the U.S. To photograph the eclipse safely, it's crucial to use eclipse glasses for direct viewing and to equip your camera with solar filters, as the intense solar rays can damage both your eyes and camera. Deciding between wide-angle and telephoto lenses depends on whether you want to capture the eclipse's environment or zoom in for detailed shots of the corona and prominences. Each offers a different perspective and set of challenges. Equipment tips include using a sturdy tripod, a remote shutter release to minimize camera shake, and manual focus settings to ensure sharp images. Even smartphone photographers should use a mount and shoot in RAW format for the best quality. Despite meticulous planning, the unpredictable nature of eclipses and personal reactions to the celestial phenomenon highlight the importance of both enjoying the experience and capturing it photographically. Don't forget to mark your calendar for April 8th. And in entertainment news, Nintendo and Universal Pictures have announced a collaboration to produce a new animated film based on the iconic Super Mario game franchise, slated for release in April of 2026. Following the success of the Super Mario Bros. Movie last year, this upcoming project will see Nintendo and the Santa Monica-based animation studio, Illumination, taking the lead in production. The financial aspects of the film will be co-managed by Nintendo and Universal Pictures, with the latter also handling the worldwide theatrical distribution. Additionally, Nintendo revealed plans for a live-action film adaptation of The Legend of Zelda, further diversifying its entertainment portfolio. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, in honor of the Academy Awards last night, here's a great quote from the legend, Clint Eastwood. He said, "There's a lot of great movies that have won the Academy Award, and a lot of great movies that haven't. You just do the best you can." And that's a wrap for this morning. Remember to stay tuned tomorrow for more news and updates. Have an amazing day, my good friends.